The year was 1946. That was the day a general strike erupted in Oakland, California.
That's from Labor History in 2 for December 3rd, last Wednesday. I was doing some research for that day's Labor Radio Podcast Daily, which always includes labor history of the day, when I came across a long essay about the Oakland general strike by a guy named Stan Weir. Born in Los Angeles in 1921, Weir had a long career that ranged from working as a longshoreman, auto worker, and house painter to stints as a teamster, grocery clerk, publisher, and university professor. As a young man, Weir briefly attended Los Angeles City College before transferring to UCLA. He later left UCLA to work as a cadet on a freighter along the Pacific Coast. Weir worked a number of jobs along the California coast, including a position as a merchant seaman, where he became involved as a young union leader and organizer and led one of the sit-down strikes that led up to the 1946 Oakland General Strike, in which he also participated. We'll hear about the general strike from Labor History in 2 in just a moment, and after that, I'll be back to tell you the story of how the first country song ever to top the Billboard pop charts became part of the strike's history. I'm Chris Garlock, and this is Labor History Today.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1946. That was the day a general strike erupted in Oakland, California. Workers, mostly women, had been on strike for a month at two downtown department stores. Teamsters honored their picket lines and refused to make deliveries. Infuriated owners of Hastings and Conn's demanded their merchandise and turned to the city for help. And on this day, police assembled early in the morning to clear the streets of picketers. They attacked strikers, forcing them off the street and setting up a perimeter of machine guns to escort scab delivery trucks through the line. One striker recalled, "I was black and blue for 6 months from their clubs." Outraged, truck drivers, bus drivers, and streetcar operators all stopped, got out of their vehicles, and joined the strikers, quickly filling downtown Oakland. By the end of the day, the city was completely shut down. 142 AFL unions called for a labor holiday in support of the strikers, and now 130,000 workers were on strike in solidarity. UAW member Stan Weir recalled that it was the bus drivers, many just returned from the war, who led the strike. The streets that night had a carnival-like atmosphere. War vets led a march to City Hall to demand the resignation of the mayor and city council for their attempts to break the strike. The general strike quickly forced the administration to stop the scab herding. But local labor leaders were divided over what some considered a near insurrection and called the strike off 54 hours later. The retail workers were left to fight on their own for another 5 months. But for a few days, workers got a taste of their own power. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.
As Rick just told us, the streets of Oakland on December 3rd, 1946, had a carnival-like atmosphere. Quote, "By nightfall," educator and labor activist Stan Weir writes, "the strikers had instructed all stores except pharmacies and food markets to shut down. Bars were allowed to stay open, but they could serve only beer and had to put their jukeboxes out on the sidewalk to play at full volume and no charge. Pistol Packin' Mama, the number one hit, echoed off all the buildings," unquote. Now, I'm always on the lookout for union songs, but Pistol Packin' Mama? Well, yes, as it turns out. The story starts on August 1st, 1942, when the American Federation of Musicians began a strike against the major American record companies, which were refusing to pay royalties. The strike prevented the recording of commercial music by the record companies, but several months passed before any effects of the strikes were noticed. At first, the record companies hoped to call the union's bluff by releasing new titles from their large stockpiles of unissued discs. But the strike lasted much longer than anticipated, and eventually the supply of unreleased recordings was exhausted. As the strike dragged on, the labels began releasing material from their artists' back catalogs. OK Records had released Al Dexter's Pistol Pack and Mama in March 1943. It sold quickly, helped by reports in Billboard magazine and great popularity in jukeboxes, which had run out of fresh material to play. The song, then considered, quote, hillbilly or honky-tonk music, became a nationwide sensation and the first country song ever to top the Billboard popular music chart.
Drinking beer in a cabaret and was I having fun, until one night she caught me right and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Bing Crosby, always a major fan of hillbilly music, was finally able to record a cover version with the Andrews Sisters on September 27, 1943, when his label, Decca, became the first to settle with the union. The single, released on October 21st, followed Dexter's to the top, revitalizing popularity and sales into 1944. When the first Billboard Most Played Jukebox Folk Records chart was published, both versions tied for number one and remained tied for 7 straight weeks. While Pistol Pack and Mama is not explicitly a strike song or even a labor song, I think there's a certain militance to it that would have resonated with the Oakland strikers. Remember, the Oakland general strike was sparked by striking department store workers who are almost entirely women.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. We're 3 tough gals from deep down Texas way. We got no pals, they don't like the way we play. We're a rough, rootin', tootin', shootin' trio, but you'll see my sister Cleo. She's a terror, make no error, but there ain't no laissez-faire. Here's what we tell her.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down.
Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters with their number one hit, Pistol Packin' Mama, which became the soundtrack to the 1946 Oakland General Strike. As Stan Weir wrote, quote, Pistol Packin' Mama, the number one hit, echoed off all the buildings. That first 24-hour period of the 54-hour strike had a carnival spirit. A mass of couples danced in the streets. The participants were making history, knew it, and were having fun, unquote. By the way, the NBC radio network banned Crosby's version because of the line, drinking beer in a cabaret. The lyrics had to be changed to singing songs in a cabaret before it could air. That's it for this week's edition of Labor History Today. You can subscribe to LHT on your favorite podcast app. Even better, if you like what you hear, we sure hope you do. Like it in your podcast app, pass it along, leave a review. That really helps more folks to find the show. Labor History in 2 is a partnership between the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. That's a great labor-themed radio show out of Pennsylvania. Labor History Today is produced by the Labor Heritage Foundation and the Kalmanovitz Initiative for Labor and the Working Poor at Georgetown University. Keep up with all the latest labor arts and history news. Subscribe to the Labor Heritage Foundation's free weekly newsletter at laborheritage.org. For Labor History Today, this has been Chris Garlock. Thanks for listening. Keep making history. We'll see you next time. Let's go out with a medley of two other versions of Pistol Pack and Mama, the first from 1960 by, get this, Bill Haley and the Comets. That was an unreleased version. And the second is from 2007 by the late, great John Prine.
See you every night, babe. I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away.
Was ticking four. Gun in her hand, said, "You're my man, but I don't need you no more.
Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama. Lay that pistol down."
Now there was an old John Prine. He always had his fun, but with some lead, she shot him dead. His honking days are done.
Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down.
Lay that pistol down.